Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It is time now to check in with WNYC planning editor Kate Hines about the WNYC news plan. She fills us in on what reporters are covering this week. And we sent you an email, Kate, and it said, what do you want to talk about today? And came back, coronavirus, coronavirus, coronavirus. Kate has a plan. I'm sure you do.
I probably shouldn't have done it three times, maybe once, because really part of what I want to be doing is allaying people's fears and answering questions. And we are certainly not telling people to panic. We are just telling people to be mindful. And the news broke today that New York has its second case of COVID-19, the disease caused by coronavirus, which is not surprising at all and is anticipated. What is new about this case is that the man does not have a travel history of going to countries that are currently affected, like South Korea, mm-hmm. China, Japan, Italy. So it looks like community spread, which is what they call when they cannot exactly figure out how the virus jumped from one person to the other. There are no known factors. So we're paying attention to that. Cuomo had a press conference. The mayor canceled a press conference that was scheduled for, on another topic, and now is having one at City Hall. So you're seeing sort of like this ramping up. Mm-hmm. But again, it's anticipated. It's not surprising. The, officials are still saying, hey, just, wash your hands and really wash your hands. There's a lot that I am personally encouraged by, which is that I was on a phone call this morning with our colleagues at NPR, and they were like, it looks like this virus is not like Ebola or even norovirus, which doctors describe as a hardy virus. It's mm-hmm. actually hard to kill, which is why you see solutions of bleach and water. Coronavirus looks fairly fragile. Like, you can wipe it down with alcohol. You can wipe it down with a Clorox wipe. Soap and water will kill it. Like, it's something that is beatable. And in 80% of the cases, it's mild. You won't know you were even sick in some cases. It will present as a cold or a flu. So that 20% where people get seriously ill, that is, of course, worrisome. But there's that.
How often are we going to hear from our elected officials? Have they telegraphed? Are they going to talk to us every day? As needed?
I'm going to go with as needed. I think in the early days, we're going to hear from them every day. They both want, both de Blasio and Governor Cuomo want to project this image of it's fine. We are in control. We haven't heard from Governor Murphy today, but he held a press conference yesterday. Mm. I think it's pretty calm. We're going to hear again from the CDC today, which is the Centers for Disease Control, after they canceled a press conference yesterday and people were wondering about why are they canceling press conferences. Well, they're having one today. So I think, people are going to be checking in. Elected mm-hmm. officials are going to be checking in with the public and taking the temperature of the public. Because, of course, from, a point of view of if you're the CEO of a state or a city, you don't want people to stay home if they don't have to. Mm-hmm. The health commissioner, New York City's health commissioner, made a point of saying, ride the buses and subways. There is no reason, unless you have underlying health conditions, to limit your contact with members of the public. Use social hygiene. Stand 3 to 6 feet away from them. Don't hang out with people who are sick. Mm-hmm. The issue of gathering places is something that I'm interested in, like Broadway theaters, museums, church services, conferences. Those are places where viruses can transmit. So far, I've heard of no big things being canceled in New York, but we're keeping an eye out for it.
Two questions. One is, I'm going to play devil's advocate and be cynical, even though my last guest just explained why I shouldn't be. When you said, go get on the buses, go in the water, I immediately thought of Jaws, the movie. When the mayor is like, yeah, come to the beach, go in the water.
There's no sharks on New York City Transit.
I know. But right. People are really concerned, about that idea. Is there for people, I don't know if the newsroom is handling this, is there any ways? Is there any place for people to go who are just really, truly just upset about it? Is
right.
there any source or that you guys have found that is at least calming?
I actually find our air calming and our web presence calming. And I will also tell people that this week's episode of On the Media was so helpful to me. They mm-hmm. interviewed Lori Garrett, who is a journalist who has covered many, many epidemics. And I came away from that interview being really calmed, feeling like, okay, this was a good table setter. Like, she has talked about how she went to numerous zones where there was, where there was Ebola and there was SARS and there mm-hmm. was MERS, and how she stayed healthy. And the tips that she on, you know, the things that she did to just make sure that the virus didn't spread to her. We are going to do a couple of things. One is our Gothamist colleagues. This is, you know, Gothamist is part of the WNYC family. They're going to be live blogging the latest stuff. So anytime there's a press conference or, you know, something you need to know, it's going to be on their website. We are also going to be answering questions. You know, if listeners, if you have any, you know, questions that you are curious about, things you want to know, like one of the things that we are struggling with is like, what does it mean to self-quarantine? Like, what is self, what is an effective self-quarantine, especially when you live in New York City? Let's say you have a family of four in one bathroom and one member needs to self-quarantine. Does that mean you're all self-quarantined or can the other three come and go? We don't know. We're seeking to find these answers ourselves. But I wanted to say, I'm going to throw out a phone number now. If people want to call in, we have a listener call-in number. This is not the pledge number. We're going to give that one separately in a few minutes. But if you have a question about coronavirus or you want to share your own experience with coronavirus, like, yes, I went shopping this weekend and I couldn't get my hands on any lentils, or, you know, just like how you're feeling, 646-470-7736. That's our listener response line, 646-470-7736. It'd be really helpful to hear how the public is thinking and feeling, and we want to be able to answer your questions. You can also tweet at WNYC or at Gothamist or at me directly, at Kate Hines. You know, we just want to know. We want to know what you're thinking and worrying about.
Told you. Kate has a plan and a phone number. Want to give it one more time?
646-470-7736.
Kate Hines, thanks as always.
Thank you.